This public radio podcast is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world, online at shrm.org.
Managing Speculation.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Oil prices are around $134 a barrel. That number may change after the government releases its weekly report on petroleum inventories this morning. Meanwhile, American regulators are heading for a fight with their British counterparts over oil. The U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission says it wants new trading restrictions. From London, Stephen Beard explains.
The CFTC says it's going to close what's been called the London loophole. This is where U.S.-based oil traders can evade American regulation by dealing directly with the more loosely regulated London futures market. The CFTC says that's got to stop, so it's imposed its own limits on some of the deals in London. The British regulator has not given its approval. All it would say this morning is that it's mulling over the issue. But the British regulator does seem to prefer its own more relaxed approach. It doesn't believe there's been market manipulation and that a crackdown is required. One British commentator said this morning, if the UK regulator meekly accepts the American edict, it could see oil trading seep away from London to new financial markets in the East. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
The Dow dropped 108 points yesterday after a report showing a big jump in wholesale prices. The Nasdaq was down 17 points to 2457. The S&P 500 lost 9 to 1351. China's benchmark index surged more than 5% overnight. European shares are down. This morning, Swedish clothing retailer H&M says it's wrapped in a nice profit for the second quarter. A weak dollar helped by lowering purchasing costs. The government reported yesterday industrial production declined in May and manufacturing output was flat. These days, the U.S. isn't considered the most competitive place for a new factory. But a new Deloitte survey of North American manufacturing execs is optimistic better times are ahead. John Dimsdale reports from Washington.
The 321 manufacturers who participated in the survey are bullish about the prospects for their industry in North America. 57% think U.S. competitiveness will increase over the next 5 years in spite of red-hot economies in India and China. But wages are rising in those countries, and the weak dollar makes U.S. goods more affordable overseas. And Frank Vargo with the National Association of Manufacturers says there's a third reason for optimism.
The cost of transportation across the Pacific because of the increased energy costs is rising rapidly. So that's raising the cost of those imports and is further moving the balance back our way.
To keep North America's local edge, Vargo says Congress should approve more free trade agreements and extend the expired research and development tax credit to spur more innovation. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Next time you cruise the cereal aisle, take a look at the boxes of Apple Jacks and Fruit Loops. Kellogg's is using smaller packages for those and three other cereals. The company's reducing the average amount of cereal per box by just under 2.5 ounces, but no price reduction. The company's trying to offset rising commodity and transportation costs.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Areva, solutions for producing CO2-free energy and transmitting and distributing electricity. Online at us.areva.com and by gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about business at gather.com. Conversations from the Corner Office, Dialogues with Top CEOs, is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management. Online at shrm.org.
Wells Fargo is one of the country's largest mortgage lenders. The bank has hundreds of billions of dollars in home loans. A couple years ago, about 2% of those loans were of the subprime variety. Then CEO John Stumpf took over.
The boss will see you now.
It's time for Conversations from the Corner Office. About a month after John Stumpf took the top spot at Wells Fargo, the company stopped giving mortgages to people with bad credit. Marketplace's Kai Rizdahl sat down with Mr. Stumpf to get his thoughts about how the mortgage meltdown will play out.
Where does the responsibility lie for the subprime crisis?
The responsibility lies in lots of corners. First of all, about 60% of all the loans originated in America during that period of time originated by brokers. And there's nothing wrong with brokers. We do business with a lot of them. But
the middlemen in the mortgage business.
Yeah, but they get paid when someone signs a loan, and they're out of it. Well, you can imagine the opportunities for not telling the truth, the so-called liar loans. A number of borrowers said and thought themselves, this thing is going to the moon, and they told fibs about their occupancy, or they lied about their income.
There are people now, though, with really good credit who are having a tough time getting loans. Doesn't it make sense in this economy to get people spending and to get people buying houses?
Absolutely. I'm not sure that I would buy that statement. Now, maybe that's true, but what I'm hearing more from customers is, I want credit on the same terms that I got it 3 or 4 years ago, with no documentation, no income verification. But for the most part, there's always this talk about credit crunch and liquidity crunch. I'm not so sure this is a liquidity crisis. There's plenty of money out there. If you qualify, you can get credit.
Where do you think we are in the life cycle of the subprime mess?
Well, I would say this. We are clearly in the throes of it right now. And my guess is that we have more to go, more downward pressure on home values. But I also think that we'll probably go further than it should, and it'll bounce back off the bottom. And that because of cheap interest rates, housing is becoming more affordable. And I think the inventory will be taken off the table faster than you think.
John Stumpf is the president and CEO of Wells Fargo. Mr. Stumpf, thanks a lot for your time.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
To hear more of our conversation with John Stumpf, visit marketplace.org. From there, you can leave a comment about the interview or send us a note. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Thanks for listening. American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.